We'll begin the recordings. Okay, the time now is 2:03 p.m. Mr. Chair, I'll turn the meeting over to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Owen Egan, and I am the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, April 14, 2021. Before we begin, I will take a roll call in alphabetical order so that the record reflects who is participating today. When I say your name, please indicate that you are present. Commissioner Barry. Commissioner Chavez.
Present.
Commissioner Einhorn.
Present.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Present.
Commissioner Hankins.
Present.
Commissioner Shaw.
Here.
Mr. Streeter.
Here.
Ms. Winkler.
Present.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan. Thank you. This meeting is open to the public and is being conducted telephonically due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be recorded in its entirety. For everyone participating in today's meeting, please remember to identify yourself first for the recording each time you are called upon to speak. All participants are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner at all times and not to interrupt the commission deliberations. If the commission believes any person's conduct is disruptive, that person will be placed on mute at the discretion of the chairman. Further disruption may lead to that person's removal from the telephonic meeting. When the commission conducts a vote, it will be done by roll call. I will conduct the roll. First item is consideration of the minutes of commission meeting of March 24th, 2021. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I move adoption of the commission's minutes of the regular meeting of March 24th, 2021.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'm going to conduct a roll call. If you are in favor, then please go state. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Ainsford.
Yes.
Eshi?
Yes.
Eric Hankins?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
This is Bailey.
Sir, could you please hold off? We're conducting a meeting here now. You're not, your matter has not been called just yet, okay? So, Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Commissioner Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. The motion passes unanimously. The hearing officer's reports are publicly accessible on our website. We will consider these hearing officer's report in just one moment. Website is www.ct.gov/FOI. You may obtain those reports through those links, and you will find the agenda for today's meeting on that link. I will call the docket. If you are a party and you wish to address the commission on a particular docket number, please let me know when I call it, and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the orders that they are called. The first matter is docket number FIC 2019-0704, Brian Bailey versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Bailey, are you there?
I'm here.
Would you like to be heard on this matter?
Sure.
All right, we'll mark that ready, Mr. Bailey. Is there anyone there from the State of Connecticut?
Yes, Attorney LaPorte is here on behalf of the respondent.
Get ready. Next is docket number FIC 2019-0355. Eugene Walker versus John Karadanis, Chief Police Department, City of West Haven, et al. Is Eugene Walker there? Is anyone there from the city of West Haven?
Yes, Michael Leone. I'm with the city of West Haven in the district.
Mr. Leone, are you an attorney?
I am an attorney.
Would you like to be heard on this matter, or would you like us to take action on it?
I'd like you just to take action on it. If I was here, Mr. Walker had something to say to answer any questions, but if Mr. Walker has nothing to say, then I'm happy just to be a wallflower.
My Mr. Walker is not here?
No. Mr. Chairman, this is Mary Schwind at the commission offices. We were told that Mr. Walker would be participating. We can check on that if you wanted to pass this and come back to it.
Why don't we mark it ready?
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please check on that. Attorney Leone, you're going to have to wait.
No problem. I understand.
Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0164. Janelle Vaught versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction. This was a failure to prosecute. I'm not sure if anyone here is. Is Janelle Vaught there, please? Is there anyone there from the State of Connecticut on this matter?
Yes, Attorney Jen Lepore again for the respondent.
Would you like to be heard, or may we take action?
Nope, just urge adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Thank you, Attorney Lepore. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. Seeing that the complainant failed to appear and is not here today, and that no objection of the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call. Vote of those in favor of adopting. Commissioner Chavez. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Kiseshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Commissioner Winkler?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. So the motion passes unanimously. We are getting some feedback. I don't know if anyone else can hear it, but it sounds like someone's conducting a conversation. There's someone conducting a conversation in the audience. Seems to have quieted down now. Okay, next is docket number FIC 2020-0125, George Schober versus First Selectman Town of Suffield et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes, this is Attorney George Schober, self-representing on this matter. I would like to be heard, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone here from the town of Suffield?
Yes, Sharon Baldwin.
Are you an attorney, Ms. Baldwin?
I am, sir.
Thank you, counsel. Okay, so we'll mark that ready. Have we found out whether Mr. Walker is going to be present?
Mary Schwind, Mr. Chairman, no, we're still trying to reach in.
Okay, just know.
I will let you know.
Thank you. All right. Before we consider the cases, I will ask Managing Director Mary Schwind to please make some general announcements. Schwind?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated earlier, the entire meeting is being recorded, so there's no need to ask that your matter be recorded. Parties are limited to 10 minutes of legal argument per side, and I will keep track of that of the time.
Thank you. All right. So we're calling the first matter, packet number FIC. 2019-0704, Ian Bailey versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Section et al. Are you there, Mr. Bailey?
Yes, sir.
Are you there? there, Attorney Lepore?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you just please identify yourself for the record, Mr. Bailey?
Yes, I'm Ryan Bailey. I'm an inmate at McDougal Correctional Facility.
And Attorney Lepore?
Attorney Jennifer Lepore for the Respondent Department of Correction and Commissioner of the Department of Correction.
Thank you. Mr. Bailey, would you like to begin, please?
I thought this was over with. I got a letter in the mail, and I'm just waiting for the outcome of this, so I'm ready to have this be done with today, if possible.
Well, the matter was dismissed.
So okay.
Do you have any argument against that?
No. No, I found the judgment fine and understand it.
Okay. All right. Attorney Lepore, do you have anything to say?
No, I would, in accordance with the complainant's request, I suppose urge adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Thank you. I entertain a motion.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. Seeing no objection from the complainant or the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan is yes, it passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Bailey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back to Eugene Walker. Attorney Schwinn, any luck?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Chairman. I was told that our clerk was in contact with Mr. Walker earlier today and gave him all the information about how to call in and what the numbers are, and he said he would call in. And he hasn't, and we've tried to reach him at that number that we used earlier, and there's simply no answer.
What if we only have one more item, so we'll take that up, and we'll take Mr. Walker's matter up last.
All right.
We'll go to, we'll pass that for now. We'll move on to docket number FIC 2020-0125, George Schober versus First Selectman, Town of Suffield, et al. You there, Mr. Schober?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Good afternoon, and good afternoon, members of the Commission. This is George Schober speaking. I filed the complaint.
One second. Are you there,
sure.
Attorney Baldwin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so just identify yourself for the record, Attorney Baldwin.
Attorney Sharon Baldwin for the First Selectman, Town of Suffield, as well as the other Town of Suffield respondents.
Thank you. And Mr. Schober, you're here for representing yourself, correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, please.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. This is Commissioner Streeter. Respondent for the aggrieved party in this.
Yes, excuse me. Mr. Schober, I'll let you go second. So the aggrieved party is Attorney Baldwin's client. Attorney Baldwin, would you like to go first, please?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. The Town of Suffield would ask that the Commission take action on the proposed decision from Hearing Officer Reed to include the proposed revisions outlined in his email dated April 12th of 2021.
So your request is what?
We're requesting that the proposed decision as revised Attorney Reed's email dated April 12, 2021, be approved by the
Commission. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Attorney Reed, the hearing officer.
Yes.
I have a proposed revision to this hearing officer's report. I think this is probably an appropriate time for me to recommend that revision. This has to do with some further review of the in-camera records. Is this the appropriate time for me to introduce that revision?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. I'm proposing a revision to paragraphs 14 and paragraph 16. My revision to paragraph 14 is to add the following in-camera numbers to this paragraph. This is in-camera number 2020-0125-002-014-023-024-025-034. So it's adding these six in-camera records. Therefore, after the revision, the revised paragraph 14 will read as follows. After careful inspection of the in-camera records, it is found that the following records are written confidential communications between a public official or employee and an attorney made in the course of the professional relationship and relate to legal advice sought by the attorney. And here is where the numbers are inserted. So this, it should read with the following in-camera record numbers. IC 2020-0125-002, IC 2020-0125-006, IC 2020-0125-014, IC 2020-0125-015 and 016, IC 2020-0125-018 through 021, IC 2020-0125-023, IC 2020-0125-024, IC 2020-0125-025. The bottom 18 lines of IC 2020-0125-026, IC 2020-0125-027, IC 2020-0125-034, IC 2020-0125-035, and the first two lines of IC 2020-0125-036. So that would be the entirety of the new paragraph 14 with the addition of those six in-camera numbers. Additionally, I propose revising paragraph 16 by deleting reference to those same in-camera numbers, which is 2020-0125-002-014-023-024-025-034. Mr. Chairman, I can read the entire revised paragraph 16 if you'd like, or is it enough to simply say those six numbers would be removed?
I think that's enough.
Okay. And those are the two revisions. Again, that's based on the reconsideration of some of the in-camera records and an understanding that those records were, in fact, subject to the attorney-client privilege and should not be disclosed.
Any of the commissioners have any questions for Attorney Reed?
Well, perhaps I should, Commissioner Streeter here, perhaps I should make the motion for amendment and then have discussion on the amendment?
That's fine. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, again, Commissioner Streeter, I move that we amend the hearing officer's report per the request of the hearing officer in paragraphs 14 and 16 to add the language he had just described for six in-camera records and also in paragraph 16 for the deleting of the reference to those same six records.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion to amend has been made and seconded. Is there discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman,
this
is Commissioner Chabé. I would like to hear Mr. Schober's position on this. I don't know if he has an objection to the addition of those, but I'd like to know what he says.
That's fine.
Thank you very much. This is George. Yes, George Schober for the record. No, I don't have a comment on that because I have no idea, because they're in camera, what these emails say. So I don't know whether Attorney Reed is recommending is you know, legally correct or not, because I can't see them. So I'll just note that for the record.
Okay, thank you.
Do any of the other commissioners have any questions? Any discussion? All right. Motion's been made and seconded. There's no further discussion. I'll take a roll call vote of those in favor of the amendment only. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. So the amendment passes unanimously. So now we're back on the matter as amended, and I understand Attorney Baldwin, you have nothing further to say?
That's correct, Commissioner Chairman.
Thank you. Then we turn to you, Mr. Schober. Would you like to begin, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. George Schober for the record. I direct the commission and Attorney Reed to paragraph 15 of the proposed decision. It states, it is found that the in-camera records not listed in paragraph 14 above are not from disclosure. It is noted that IC 2020-0125-013 is a copy of a partially redacted record that has been entered as evidence in this matter and has already been provided to the complainant. Well, all I have is the redacted version of that email. I do not have the unredacted, and that was what led to the filing of this FOI complaint. One of the key factors that led to the filing was this unredacted email. Now, as I read this proposed decision, I'm not certain whether I'm entitled to an unredacted copy of this. I think I am, but perhaps I could get that question answered before I continue.
Attorney Reed?
Offhand, right here, I don't have the answer to that. I think I was under the impression that that had been delivered. Stand by one. Mr. Chairman, this is Matthew Reed, the hearing officer. That would not be subject to disclosure. That would be an item that is protected under the attorney-client privilege.
So he has the redacted record, and that's all he's entitled to, according to you?
That's correct. That is correct.
Thank you.
This is George Schober. Yes, I take issue with that. That email is an email from one town employee to another town employee. Neither are attorneys. And even if they were attorneys in addition to their regular roles for the town of Suffield, which is the town planner and the wetlands enforcement officer, neither would be acting as an attorney in that role. So there's an email between the two of them. It looks to be about 5 or 6 words long. And it is not attorney-client privilege. I don't know what's in there, but neither one is an attorney, and I don't see any way that that's protected. So I'll take an objection to that finding. In addition, I wanted to state the following for the record so that the full commission is aware of this. First, I filed part of my complaint is that I requested all of the emails relating to an affordable housing project that my client had proposed, and we were denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission. I requested all emails from a vast number of town employees and received very little in response. I asked for emails from every planning and zoning member, from the first selectman, from anybody on the board of selectmen, and we did not receive, I think we might have received a couple of emails that the chairman of the commission was copied on. We might have received a couple of emails that the first selectwoman was copied on, but I can tell you from 25 years of experience that generally when I put out this kind of FOI request with this many people involved, that I would receive a lot more in the way of documentation. Now, the town of Suffield, and this is what usually happens in these cases, they do a document dump to try to make it look like they provided me with a lot of information. And in fact, Mr. Reed's report, I believe, said I received 115 pages of information. But of that information, only 28 were of material that I didn't have. 58 pages out of the 115 were the affordability plan that we filed with the Planning and Zoning Commission. 12 pages with a lawsuit we filed appealing the Planning and Zoning Commission's decision. 5 were my litigation hold letter. 4 were my FOI requests. There were 2 blank pages. 2 pages were the agenda of the meeting where they denied us. 2 pages were my notice of intent to sue the town. 1 page was the denial letter from Planning and Zoning, and 1 page was the legal notice. That totals 87 out of the 115 pages. So although it may look like they provided us with a lot, most of it were documents that I had to wade through that we already had. So those are my points. 3 points I believe we're entitled to: the email between the town planner and the wetlands enforcement officer. They did a document dump of 115 pages, most of which was we already had, and in fact I supplied them. And then there were almost no emails provided to us responsive of my request, and I just find that very hard to believe. And I would ask that the town be ordered to relook of this, particularly the chairman of planning and zoning, who was copied on emails and was in the email chain, but didn't have any of his own emails that were given to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any questions? Is there any discussion regarding this matter? All right. If there's no discussion, then I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I move adoption of the amended hearing officer's report.
Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call vote of those in favor. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you both very much. I appreciate your attendance today.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman? It's sort of a procedural question. I'm just curious.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just wondering if any of the commission members had reviewed the Exhibit 13 that I received the redacted email of, and I'm just wondering what kind of review of the hearing officer's decision there is if nobody's looked at that. How do you know if it's the correct decision or not?
Attorney Schwinn?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The commissioners are do have that available to them. I'm not quite sure in this instance whether the review took place, but traditionally the commission will rely on the hearing officer's review of the in-camera records unless it has any particular questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schroeder. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Moving on back to Eugene Walker. Have we received a call, Attorney Schwinn?
No, Mr. Chairman, and I should correct myself. Our clerk did speak with somebody at the prison. She didn't speak to Mr. Walker directly. She spoke to the counselor and had arranged for the call. We cannot get through to them. The commission is free to, we could pass it and put it on another meeting if you so choose, but we haven't come up with an answer as to why he's not calling.
Do any of the commissioners wish to be heard?
Mr. Chairman, I was the pleasure of this. The Commissioner Streeter, I'm sorry if I didn't say that. I think we could just go ahead and move on this, and then if for some reason he comes back and says that he had some trouble or they were in lockdown or something, I assume we'd be able to reconsider it at that point at the next meeting.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Any other comments? With that, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, again, Commissioner Streeter, in the docket FIC 2019-0355, Eugene Walker versus John Karajanis, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call vote of those in favor. Ms. Chavez?
I'm in favor and specifically agree that if the individual comes forward and would seek reconsideration, I would be inclined for us to permit that. So I'm a yes.
Thank you. Mr. Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankin?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan is a yes. Passes unanimously. And, of course, if Mr. Walker comes back and wants an opportunity to be heard, we'll welcome that opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Okay, this is Michael Leone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Attorney Leone. Quinn?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next matter on the Commission's agenda is consideration of the appellate court opinion in Richard Lindquist versus the Freedom of Information Commission, which came out on March 26th. Attorney Paula Perlman handled that in the appellate court, and I'm going to ask her to briefly summarize the opinion.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. The Lindquist matter concerned records consisting of comments associated with the plaintiff's performance evaluation. We had found that these records were preliminary drafts and notes within the meaning of 1-210B1, our preliminary drafts and notes exemption, and that they also did not constitute interagency memoranda, letters, advisory opinions, recommendations within the meaning of 1-210B1. The court agreed with our analysis on the B1 preliminary draft and note analysis, but the court found that these comments were part of some final recommendations used to make the decisions regarding the plaintiff's performance, and therefore felt that it fell within the exception to the exemption that's set forth in 1-210E1, and so it found against us on that part. The case is it's not a complete loss. It is pro-transparency because these comments have been ordered to be disclosed. And it also does provide us with some further guidance on how to do the analysis with respect to 1-210E1. We don't have many court cases on these exemptions. They're a little complicated. But I think in that way, even though it was a loss, again, it was not a complete loss. Colleen, Mary, and I have talked. We would, at this point, not recommend petitioning for cert. UConn Health Center was also a party, and I don't believe they will be petitioning either. So that's where we stand. I'm not sure if you want to add anything further, Mary.
No, thank you. I think, Paula, that you summed it up nicely. Unless the commission believes that we should petition for cert, I don't think we need a vote on this, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. The next item is report on pending appeals, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything specific under that. We're moving along, filing briefs and arguing in court and waiting for decisions, but nothing specific I wanted to add. The next item is the executive director's report. Status of the commission operations during COVID-19. I'll sort of combine that with also the status of our relocation of the commission offices. We're definitely moving forward to moving the offices at the end of May. We have set aside the last 2 weeks in May and the first week in June to accomplish all of that, so we won't be having any hearings or the second May commission meeting. During that time, we'll be focused on our relocation. But in terms of our move towards video hearings, that's going forward very well. I anticipate that once we move over at the end of May to our new location, we'll start to schedule almost all of our hearings in that format. So we are moving forward with a little bit of a hitch in time so that we can move our operations. So that's where we are with that. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have a hearing room in that new facility?
Yes, we do. We do have a hearing room. You'll see it. It's from the modern age. It's from the 21st century. Although we love our hearing room here, it'll look a little different, but it's about the same in size, if not larger, and it's equipped with state-of-the-art equipment.
And when do you think we'll be conducting hearings there, opposed to on phone or on?
Well, we're scheduled to have contested case hearings, not the first week of June, but the second week of June. And, depending on the pandemic rules, hopefully we can all be together again at some point. But until we know for sure that we can meet safely, I'm sure we can continue our video/telephonic commission meetings. But I think you'll enjoy the hearing room once you do see it.
Great.
Okay. Under staff reports, which is the next item, I just wanted to inform the commission that our new staff attorney, Zach Hyde, has started, and I wanted to introduce you to him. He should be online. He started a couple of weeks ago and is raring to go. Zach, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chairman.
Welcome. Thank you for helping us.
Yes, he's really getting into it, and unfortunately we can't meet in person, but at some point I'm sure you'll all be able to meet Zach and talk to him.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us. It's wonderful.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Streeter, welcome. Our first meeting didn't scare you away, did it?
No, not at all.
Well, welcome.
And then finally, Paula, I was going to ask Paula with respect to the legislative report to give a brief rundown of what's happening this week over there, Paula.
Really, it's not too much to report. The hearings are starting to slow down. Bills are being voted out of committee, some with amended language. We continue to monitor any of the, not only the bills that we have already testified on, but also ones that are coming out of committee with amended language. I think I'll just point out there was one proposal that made it out of committee with JFS substitute language that would have created three new exemptions within the FOI Act. It's part of a larger proposal put out by the governor's office to regarding workforce development. The exemptions would have pertained to student enrollment, completion data, wage information, applications for financial aid, applications for admission at institutions of higher learning. These three proposals were quite broad, but we've been working with the governor's staff and also with UConn in part on one of them, on one of the exemptions to narrow the proposed exemptions and hopefully to actually not have them in the FOI Act. So narrow what they're proposing and to take them out of FOI. So I think that's really all I have to report at this point. I'd be happy to answer it if you want the status of some other bills, but as I said, a lot of the bills that we did testify on are proposed or provided written testimony are making out of committee. So that's where things stand at this point.
Thank you, Paula.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm interested in whether you have any information on House Bill 6193 that was referred to in the editorial in the Washington, the Hartford Current on Sunday by Representative Candelora?
Yes. So that one is that deals with is the 9 state entities performing governmental functions?
That's the title of it is an act subjecting certain non-state entities that serve a governmental function the Freedom of Information Act and Code of Ethics.
Okay. So that proposal really, it's sort of coming on the heels of what happened with the DALYO Connecticut partnership and the issues that and concerns that not only officials but the public had with that particular setup. Having public officials on this performing governmental functions on this entity that was not subject to FOI. So I think even though the DALYO partnership is no longer in existence, this proposal is trying to deal with that type of setup. We are in favor of it. The original language that was confusing, and when we testified, we pointed that out so that we support the proposal that it's pro-transparency, but that we could work with them on the language to clarify it. So that actually is one proposal that has made it out of committee, and it has amended language. Unfortunately, even the amended language is still unclear. So we're working on revising that language to see if we can come up with something that would be more easily understood, because we could foresee this if it does pass, if it advances and the legislature passes it, it will come before the, there will be a complaint. The most straightforward way is just to simply say, XYZ is a public agency subject to FOI, but it's given that there can be so many different entities being created, you just have to remember to put it in that language in every time. And I think this one would be just more all encompassing. Anyway, so that, I hope that helps, but that's where that bill stands at this point.
I would just say we should read the language carefully, because of course it in theory is subject everybody who's been appointed by, but then it says for people who serve, or group entities that serve a governmental function. So it does something and redefines it. We would have to litigate what a government function is. And I think that's an important modifier, because we also have to be a little bit careful about not overreaching. So this will have a direct interface with a lot of nonprofits and nonprofit activities and nonprofit advisory activities. So I think we really should keep an eye on it and on the balance that we'll implement.
Yeah.
Yes, it's co-transparency, but then will it work in the context in which it's trying to be applied? So I don't know where it will move, but I think I think balance is also important here. And right now the balance is kind of left very confusing in my mind.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's no new business, Mr. Chairman, so that takes us to the end of the agenda.
So is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, I move we adjourn.
Commissioner Winkler, second.
Motion's made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor of adjourning. Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. So we're adjourned. Thank you all very
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah.